All right, to kind of recap quickly the game yesterday, obviously we didn't play up to our standards in any phase. We finished watching the tape, and we need to get these corrections completed and move on to get ready for the New York Giants. And with that, I'll start taking questions. Daryl?
Yeah, Coach. How do you try to move on? What are the first steps you all have to take to go forward for you?
Oh, well, the first thing you've got to do is you've got to make the corrections from the tape of the game yesterday. And believe me, there were plenty of them in all three phases. And you make those corrections, and then you've got to start to prepare for the New York Giants and start game planning for them. You know, it's a simple process that you go through. When you get the outcome that you want with a win, you basically do the same thing. So we're not going to change that. We just did not play good football yesterday.
Coach, was there so much emotion in the Saints game, getting that win 10 days off? It's just hard to get your head around it being so flat in this one.
Well, we were not we weren't the type of team that we wanted to be, Mike. That's for sure. We were very flat when we came out, especially there in the first half. We couldn't convert third downs, and we couldn't get off the field defensively on third down. Through their first two drives, they had run 27 plays, and we'd only run five or six. And you kind of get behind the eight ball when you can't get off the field on third down. And we've got to be much better on both sides of the ball on third down. I think they were game specific. Teams are trying to defend you differently the past 2 weeks, and again, it's such a fine line. On third down, it's a fine line. On winning and losing a game in the NFL, it's a fine line. And we did not execute physically. Sometimes, you know, we have a third and five, for example, and we run a 4 yard route. It's a completion, but it's a punt. And then there's you know, some mental things in terms of producing what you need to do on third down.
Coach, in your tenure here, is this as flat's kind of a overly used generic term, yeah, but I think you yourself said it didn't appear to be mentally ready afterwards. Is this maybe the quote worst case of that you've seen since you filmed?
Well, we didn't play well. I don't want to categorize and rank them. When you don't win, you usually don't play well. We didn't start off the game like we needed to. And that, I think, in all three phases was a big factor. And then we couldn't get off the field on third down. And when you can't get off the field on third down, you're going to expose yourself to offensive snaps, and that's a very explosive team. And all three of their touchdowns came off of explosive plays. The first one, a 24-yard completion, then the 72-yard run, and then we also had the 40-plus yard completion on the screen pass. So three of their touchdowns that they scored were off of explosive plays. And as we have been talking about all season long, you got to limit the explosive plays. Well, anytime you're not efficient, you're concerned. Whether it's – and it's not just the offense. It's offense, defense, or special teams. You've got to be concerned about it when you're not playing up to your abilities. And I don't believe we played up to our abilities yesterday in any phase, not just the offense.
What'd you think about your defense in the first half? The game was still pretty, attainable in the second half.
Yeah, defensively, we didn't do a whole lot of good things in the ball game yesterday. Probably the most significant thing that we did is we were 3 for 3 when they got the ball in the red zone. When they got the ball down in the red zone, we played some good red zone defense. But when you give up three explosive touchdowns, there's your 30 points. And, 30 points is way too much to to give up.
Looking at the targets, Julio was targeted 11 times, only 5 catches. Is that something you have to look at?
No, I mean, we look at it, of course, but I think that there's factors involved in how many times guys are going to be targeted, and there's factors involved in how many times they're going to be completions. And we look at all those. But, the thing that happened for us yesterday is that, we weren't able to slow them down. We didn't get a whole lot of snaps. We didn't get to rush the ball as many times as we'd like.
Coach, what did you see in your review of the two-point conversion
play? I saw that I should say this. I saw the same – I want to word this correctly. I saw the same thing I saw yesterday. And, that's why we challenged it. Obviously, it was not a completion because the official called it an incomplete pass. And we'll leave it at that.
Mike, you're very familiar with them. You're playing a couple times a year. Did they do anything yesterday that surprised you that then went to that early start?
Absolutely not. There was nothing in terms of scheme. They were the better team yesterday. When you win the football game, you're the better team that day, and they were the better team. I think that they played a very intense physical football game and got the win. And my hat's off to them. They were the better team yesterday. There's really not a whole lot more than you can say about it than that.
What's the message to the team after the game and going forward?
The message, real simple. We didn't play our best. We didn't play up to our capabilities and up to our standards, and we've got to get back here into the office and get the corrections and come out here on Wednesday to prepare for the New York Giants. They're playing very good football right now. The last 2 weeks, they've played outstanding football, and it's going to be a big challenge. They are in the right in the middle of the playoff hunt. There's one spot that's been basically determined in the NFC, and there's 5 that are yet to be determined. And I think over the next 3 weeks, there's going to be a lot of things that are going to take place in terms of who's going to be seated where and who's going to get into the tournament. And that's what makes the final quarter so interesting. Oh, it's very important. There's a lot of, there's a lot of things that are going to happen over the next 4 weeks that affect the Atlanta Falcons and affect probably 8 or 9 other teams in the league. And that's what makes it fun. And, we've got to go out first and foremost and play our best football here in the fourth quarter. We said that last week leading into it, that was our goal, is to come out in the fourth quarter and play our best football of the year. Obviously, through the first game of the fourth quarter, we did not do that. We didn't get that accomplished yesterday.
I just want to get your thoughts on Asante, why you kept him active.
Certainly. Asante was active in the game yesterday on the 46-man roster, but he was only going to be used in an emergency situation. We determined that if we had to play him because we lost players and were down in DBs, he would have gone in and played. We did not want to go into the game on our 46-man roster and only have 7 DBs dressed. So it was only going to be in an emergency situation. We felt it was in our best interest for that game and the games going forward that Asante not playing the ball game. William Moore, I'll go ahead and answer. That's probably the next one. William was inactive. We felt like he was not ready to go in the ball game. And, we'll make a determination with Asante. I think we'll be practicing on Wednesday, and we'll make a determination on William to see how he runs with the trainers tomorrow.
Mike, too, you talk about the fourth quarter. I know you keep it 1 week at a time, but how much do you stress to your guys, too, with some very important games coming up in January? The idea, teams, it seems like teams that are hot this time of the year can be the ones that really carry it on into January. Do you stress that even though we've won a division?
Yes, we do. Historically, And when I say historically, in recent history, the last 2 years, the teams that have won the Super Bowl were teams that got hot at the end of the season, and that carried over into the postseason. And I really can't speak too much beyond the last 2 years in terms of that, but I would imagine it's the case. The teams that are playing their best football at the end of the season are usually the teams that get to where they want to be in the last ball game. Again, guys, I don't concern myself with the stadium. That's so far down the road. I'm looking at the New York Giants on Sunday night, and I know that that's something that's down the timeline, way down the timeline.
Does it help to prepare for the Giants when you play a team like Carolina that has a lot of good pass rushers, maybe does some similar things with their front four?
Well, that was a good front four that we faced yesterday, and they have a very similar style in terms of defense. So for offense, yes, it will help us. On the flip side of it, it's two different, completely different types of offenses that we'll be facing. You know, that's a very unique offense that we faced yesterday, and we didn't do a good job of slowing it down.
Thank you.